You don't know how many AirTrains that has messaged me and been like, Vinny, Vinny, Vinny. Yeah, it's been really amazing. Hello, everyone. I'm delighted to be sitting with Binyamin Gumai, the man of the moment last year, and the pride of Eritrea and Intermarché Wanty-Groupe-Gobert as well, of course. And Binny, thanks for this, and thanks to your team as well for inviting me. But how was 2022 for you?
Yeah, first, thanks to everyone, the Eritrean fans. Big love for you, and let's continue to support. And yeah, for me, it was super a big year. It was the historical year for me and for the team. Also, you know, to win a big two stages, and then to have to fight as a general team was super good, super happy, and I'm looking forward for the next season.
How was the Giro d'Italia for you? It was kind of your first Giro, big step for any rider, and then on the first stage you're already in the mix for the stage win.
Yeah, I mean, it was really surprised to see the first Grand Tour, and then the first stage was second. It's a massive sprint, and also in the podium with the white jersey was super good. And yeah, just give me more motivated and then more self-confident.
And then that, you were kind of here, that very close on numerous occasions. And then stage 10, starting in Pescara, I actually waved to you in Pescara, you waved back. And how was that day for you?
Yeah, that day was super amazing. I think everyone from Eritrea, they're just waiting for this day, for sure, because now before we just thinking to have one rider participate in any Grand Tour. And then after that, they have thinking, oh, maybe one rider we are waiting to win. And yeah, for me, it was from the start until the finish, everything was perfect. We saw the team, how they work, how they, you know, even the GC rider, they make a little like possible.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't handed on a plate for you. Mathieu van der Poel was desperately trying to mess up the plan in a way.
And it was super amazing. You know, we start the sprint 300 meters to go, and then starting then to finish was, I don't know, it's just special for me and for all Eritrean, I think, so that day.
So yeah, you are Eritrean, there's no secret about that. And I think you've just brought this huge energy as well. And all the Eritreans, they've kind of all appeared now at every single cycling race you're at. It's kind of like, how's that been for you?
It's nice. I mean, it's nice to see your nation in front of any races. You know, we go Canada, find them, and then you go, especially in Europe, in Belgium also, there is some big fans. It's
I heard Germany as well, Frankfurt.
It was crazy. it was totally crazy. It was really nice. And then when you go back home also, you know, even when you go training, there is much more big fans and give you moral, just, you know, positive things. I'm really happy to see them in the race.
Saw the scenes after you won the national time trial championships as well. It was just a party on the streets.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, they just put me in there, and then they go there from where it's the culture of the cycling in Eritrea. You know, when I was young also, when you win, they are always a big party after the race. It's really a nice a culture of cycling we have. So I hope let's continue like this, and let's grow for the future.
So well, it's certainly Eritrea's golden generation, and you're spearheading that. But looking towards with your team as well, there's been a lot of change in the team for the 2023 season. Obviously, the big goal for you, it seems, is the classics and the Tour de France.
Exactly.
How are you kind of preparing for, like, it's two very different kinds of racing as well?
Yeah, I mean, The first thing is for sure, it's the big goal. It can be tour, but when you look in before, it's we have three monuments. Okay, the first one was quite suit me, Milan San Remo, and that's a big monument, of course. So I already tried last year, was not bad. I was 12, and then now I need to improve some, and then also now everything is clear ID and to have recon before, and then to have a good team around you. So that means a little bit changed than last year. So we also have Gentvogen again. That's also a big race, and Flandern, for sure. That's also a big race. So I mean, this year was quite organized program. And then I also have a talk with Ike, who is my performance manager, and then my trainer. So in which date I have to be in the shape, and then in which race I have to be prepared. So I think we still have enough time to prepare for a tour, for sure. And then first thing is we need to prepare well for the Sprint Classics, because that's also a big opportunity to have a good result with what I have the team, if you look at my team. And also for the tour is for sure I have 1 month enough preparation for the altitude camp at home, and then again Tour Suisse, a good block of race, and then yeah, tour. So we have a really clear idea and an organized plan.
What do you think of the Tour de France route in 2023?
I was quite interesting. I mean, there is 5-6 stages they really suit me, and then also the flat sprint was something special to see in tour, you know. And yeah, it's interesting, I think, this year to participate tour.
And I'm thinking, well, you're coming from Eritrea. You told me that in Eritrea the most popular sport is cycling. So exactly. Who was kind of your inspiration when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, as a cyclist now, for me also the monument is quite big, but yeah, as you say, when I grow up, more inspired me is for sure is Tour de France. So yeah, for me it's even to know now, from now you participate in Tour, it's you know, it's also a
final question about
a big motivate, and yeah, it's more interesting is this tool for the people, for sure.
So final question, as we're all freezing here, even though it's Spain, but Rwanda 2025, that's the first World Championships in Africa. Yeah. How is that for you? Is that something you're targeting in the long term, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's we still have before Olympic Games and yeah, the other programs, but yeah, first we need have to look at the parkour, how is it, and but yeah, even only to have a world champion in Africa, it's special. So yeah, it's in the long term, so we will see for the next 2 years.
Thanks very much for your time, Vinny.
Can I just get a photo as well with us?
Yeah,
me and you.